Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this manic Monday morning. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn off today. He will be back tomorrow. I lost a bet with my brother. I realized that.
What was that?
Well, after the Christmas break, my brother said, man, every time I turn the show on, somebody's not there. Do you three ever work together? I said, yeah, you know, Christmas break's over with. Probably the next month or so, we'll go straight, you know, no. And then you were off Friday. And I realized that people reminded me because I talked about it on the show. But it was after Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, those are days back.
Right.
And Jeremy's off today.
And yeah, Jeremy's off. So I lost a bet. It wasn't a money bet. It was a, you know, some kind of meal bet or whatever. Nonetheless, how are you? How was your weekend?
Is he a mole for Chuck? Who's your brother doing there?
I don't know. Well, he's definitely not a mole. Ew. No. How was your weekend?
It was good. It's hard to leave down there, I'll tell you. Such a nice place. But back, you know, when I get on the plane, it was 81 and sunny. And I know humidity. It was perfect. It was just a gorgeous day. I get here at 37 and raining.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
Man. You know, they say misery loves company. Yeah. So glad to have
happy.
You. Happy? Glad to have you, my friend. I spent some time at the cigar lounge yesterday, Oakley Beach Cigars, with the fellas, with the Smokehounds. Had a good time watching the game. I stayed for both games. I went there. I said, I'm going to watch the first game with you guys and probably going home. And I found myself there for both games. And we'll talk about the games in the next segment. But I just had a good time this weekend. I told you about the hellacious week we had last week on the schedule for my basketball team. We went 2-2. Not bad.
That's pretty good for facing all those good teams.
Yeah, and we've got Hell Week again this week. So I think someone said you don't have losses, you have lessons. This is truly one of those years. You don't have losses, you have lessons. Move it up to the conference and try to figure out how to navigate your way through it. I love it, though. I love it. Yeah. Now, Florida, what did you do anything interesting in Florida? By interesting, I mean out of the normal, out of the ordinary.
No, it was a lot of these trips are just trying to get the house fixed.
Okay.
Which is really pissing me off, by the way. You know, I love corporate America. Insurance companies are my target right now.
Right.
You're the victim of a hurricane. I wish it was a car accident where it was my fault.
Right.
You're just sitting in your house and it gets blown away. Fence gets blown down. The roof comes off. They pay. They give you a check. I've had a jerk around, I don't know how many weeks. You endorse, then you have to send it to your lender for endorsement.
Right.
I send it. Then they sold the mortgage to another lender, so they send it back. I have to have new checks cut. I get those checks. I send them to the new lender. They've had it for 3 weeks. I haven't gotten it back. So I can't get my fence put up. And every time it gets windy, like yesterday, it comes back down. It's being held with cinder blocks and sticks. It's a huge fence. It came down in a hurricane. And I got a dog. I can't, I don't want that animal getting out. It's not good for anybody. And there's that. And then I get my homeowner's policy from the company. Went up by $2,000.
Because there was a hurricane.
Yeah. So you have to pay out. I pay you all this money, and all of us pay you. And when we have to make a claim, you jack us up it was almost 30%.
Yeah.
What are you, crazy?
My auto insurance did that to me. I switched companies. It was my fault. It was not my fault. Someone hit me. And that's how I got with State Farms years ago. Someone hit me.
Yeah.
I would report it, and my insurance goes up. Wait a minute, someone hit me.
It's amazing how they get away with it. It just is. And we met friends of ours, people we hadn't seen in years in Baltimore. It was two women down there living there now from Baltimore. And they were canceled. Mm. The insurance was canceled.
Did they cover it first?
They covered it. Okay. They paid them. But now they canceled. They want them to get the whole hurricane inspection, wind mitigation. It's a real intense inspection you have to go through down there. And so now they have no insurance, and they got to get new insurance.
By the way, the reason why my insurance company was notified is because the person that hit me was driving without insurance. Yeah. I wasn't driving without insurance. He was driving without insurance. So because you had to cover it, my insurance goes up. It's just, but that's insurance too, that you don't need it until you need it, but when you need it, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
It's like, you can never get ahead.
Speaking of insurance, I had to go get something done medically. You remember a couple of months ago? I got a bill back.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I'm looking at, well, what did insurance cover? Hey, I got a four-figure bill. Oof. I got a four-figure bill.
Really?
For all of that. Four-figure bill. It's just under $1,100. I'm going to turn it back into the insurance company. Hey, did you guys miss something? And the doctor's office, I told her, look, man, I think some more of this should have been covered. And she suggested, you see, won't you turn it back to your insurance company and see whether or not everything was covered? But this is what we got back. So, okay, all right, I'll do that. I'm like, man, I mean, what do we have you for? It was it was just under $1,100. So, again, insurance.
Yeah. Well, same thing happened with this when I broke my tooth. This isn't like I went in just for cosmetic surgery. I wanted to brighten my smile. I had no tooth. That was almost $3,000. The insurance company gave us back $800.
Uh-huh.
So it cost me $2,700 out of pocket.
Wow.
I mean, this is getting crazy.
Wow.
You have insurance, you pay for it, and they don't cover much. It's really getting frustrating. I don't even know what it is. I really don't. I don't know.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Great Monday. Great weekend. What are you shaking your head about, Joseph? I can't see the whole screen. Let me move the screen around.
Hey, how did you do this weekend, Rob? Call screener, man. I get to see everybody's name when they come up, though, so that's nice. I know exactly what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah, but okay. You want to do this, Ed? Let's go to Dave in Salisbury.
Of course they do.
What's up, Dave?
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much.
Good morning, Dave.
Just want to talk about this game yesterday. You know, Josh Allen, I tell you, he really looked horrible yesterday, you know. And people were, you know, always downgrading Lamar this year, Lamar Jackson for getting hurt and his bad play and Huntley and last game they played, but actually I got to give our guys credit. You know, actually they looked much better than Allen looked yesterday. I never thought I'd say that. I thought Allen was, you know, a better quarterback than that, but, you know, he kind of disappointed me, you know, playing a lackluster game. So these people that are critical of Lamar and Huntley, they need to get off it. You know what I mean? If Lamar was healthy last week, I'm like C.K. Dobbins. I think the Ravens win that game last week. That's just my opinion, but I'll, you know, get your opinion on that yourself.
It's hard to say if I would have. I don't know. I don't know what the game plan would have been with Lamar. You know, doesn't matter at this point. We're on to the AFC NFC Championship.
Yeah, I mean, it's a moot point.
Yeah,
it wasn't. He was hurt, so it doesn't matter. It was moot.
I don't know about you, but the one thing I don't like about watching playoff games with Ravens fans when your team either is not in it or eliminated, everything that's done goes back to the Ravens.
Yeah.
Everything. Ravens would have done this, so Ravens couldn't do this. Like, dude, can we just watch this game?
Yeah.
Can we just watch this game that's played right now? That's the one thing that I, you know, it's like, oh my gosh. Well, Greg Roman would have done that. We don't have, let's enjoy what we're watching here. I don't want to talk Ravens for four quarters or somebody else
playing. I'm with you because, you know what, the Ravens did play the Bengals tighter than the But they're out of the playoffs. It
exactly.
Doesn't matter.
It's like the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, they lost. And they should have won. It just, you know, as the caller said, you get a bizarre play. You have a quarterback sneak from the two with the ball goes in the air and the fattest guy in the field runs it back for a touchdown. How does that happen?
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, getting you going till 10 o'clock. But on the other side, speaking of those playoffs, our divisional round recap up next, right here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Shotgun for Allen. Allen looking downfield. Allen going to uncork it to the right side. It is intercepted! A lunging pick by Cam Taylor-Britt to end it.
Prescott back to pass, throws left, caught by Turpin, hit and dropped. After all that, they throw it to Turpin, tackled at the 30, and the game is over. For a second straight year, the 49ers are going to the NFC Championship game.
Courtesy of Westwood One Radio, those were Sunday games. We'll get to those. Let's bounce back to Saturday games, Ed Norris. The Chiefs had their hands full with the Jaguars, largely because their quarterback, their former MVP, Patrick Mahomes, just was not 100%. He's missed some time. He threw 30 passes for only 195 yards. A lot of that was dink and dunk.
Yeah.
Didn't have a bad day. Had two touchdown passes. But I'm concerned about that ankle moving forward. Chiefs win 27-20.
If I was a Chiefs fan, I'd be really concerned about that ankle moving forward.
Yeah.
Bengals beat them last year.
Bengals beat them every
time. Three times in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, right now the Bengals look like maybe the best team in football.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Eagles.
The Eagles look pretty good,
put some ass kicking on the
Eagles
Giants.
Eagles look pretty, pretty good. Speaking of that game, Jalen Hurts, I got to give this guy some credit, man. Finally, I mean, when is he going to get some? He was 16 to 24 for 154, two touchdowns. They didn't need to do much. The running game was sensational. Gainwell with 12 carries, 112 yards. Miles Sanders with 17 carries, 90 yards. They rushed for 268 yards or 44
sure
carries, man. My gosh.
Isn't that what the Ravens should have done? We said we're not going to do
that. We would do it, but yeah.
Shouldn't they be doing that?
Yeah.
44 carries?
Yeah.
Still like 25?
And I don't know, Ed, if that was the game plan for the Eagles going in. Or if they discovered, hey, they can't stop the run. Keep doing that.
Make them stop you. Yeah. They can't stop you. Keep doing it. It's a simple rule.
Yeah, it was. And then yesterday, man. And I said to my buddies, I'm not that surprised the Bengals won What I am shocked by is that they held the Bills at home to 10 points.
Me too. Me too.
That was more impressive. The defense was more impressive than the offense to me.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's pretty much – I think defense was the theme of the weekend. I mean, yeah. If you think about it.
Yeah.
49ers, you know, the Eagles, the 49ers, and the Bengals. Holding that Bills offense to 10 points, but that's crazy. I mean, it really. Mm-hmm. Away, you're on the road, you're in Buffalo in a snowstorm.
Yeah.
You know, and they look great. They really did. They were really, really good.
Joe Mixon, 20 carries, 105 yards. This becomes only the third Cincinnati running back. I think it was Cedric Benson and Icky Woods before him.
Icky.
Yeah, the only two Bengals running backs to have over 100 yards rushing in the playoff game. I think Icky Woods did it twice. But now he joins them. Josh Allen goes home.
Yeah. Yeah. Again.
What do you think people are talking about in Buffalo this morning?
Probably that they can't get to the big stage. They're in the playoffs every year. Go to the AFC Championship a couple years. Didn't do it last 2 years. But, I mean, they can't get there. The AFC's strong, man. It's a really strong conference. I think the NFC is good, but they're kind of top heavy. I think the AFC, you look at these teams, now the Jaguars are for real.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can't ignore them.
Yeah.
They gave Kansas City all they can handle. So it's a tough conference. So you wonder who's going to make it out of there. And now you get this. It's the same two teams in the AFC Championship.
Mm-hmm.
One went to the Super Bowl last year and lost. But even that was a close game.
You know what I discovered yesterday? Well, not discovered, confirmed to me. Dak Prescott is okay.
He turns the ball over.
He's okay. Yeah. That's it. I mean, there's nothing fantastic about him, really. He's just okay.
Yeah. He'll fill up the stat sheet, but he's just, out of all those quarterbacks, I'll take. I mean, other than Purdy, who's brand new. But again, he didn't turn the ball over.
Okay, put Purdy aside.
Right.
And I know where you're going. Out of Lawrence and Mahomes, definitely. I'll take both of them over Prescott. I'll take Hurts. Daniel Jones, maybe not. Maybe Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
That's it.
Yeah. Because certainly, you know, not better than Burrow.
Allen. No. I didn't even bring those two up.
No, I mean, it's not.
I'm like, man, this guy's just okay. He just, when you need him to make a play, he does it. And I'm not talking about just that game yesterday. I'm just, in general, throughout his career, it's like Dak make a play in a big game, and Dak doesn't come up with the big play in a big game.
No. No, he does not.
He's Tony Romo all over again.
His playoff record's not good. And now, although this is shaping up, really, like the best teams have emerged. Sometimes you get those fluky games and it doesn't work out that way. These are must-watch games.
So no surprises for you. Bengals, not to say we predicted it, but no surprises left in the playoffs for you.
No, not at all. I mean, I picked the Bills because they were home. I mean, I didn't pick the Bengals. I would have picked the Bills only because they had home field advantage. But the Bengals beating them I see it. I mean, that's not a surprise at all.
Yeah.
The Eagles, I'm not surprised they beat the Giants. Surprised they beat them that badly. But there's none of these games are surprises.
410-583-1057 is the number. Mike in Baltimore, good morning to you, Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I want to talk about yesterday's game. It made me proud of the Ravens. The Cincinnati and Buffalo game, because you know we outplayed Cincinnati. You know, if you just face it, and you know, that blunder with the with the quarterback sneak, but we outplayed them, and I was really, it made me proud yesterday to see how Buffalo did against them, because Buffalo was everybody's preseason Super Bowl pick. So like I said, yesterday's that game made me proud. Okay, the second game I want to kind of like rub it in. Rob, didn't you and Jeremy pick up? The Cowboys?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to rub it against y'all because, I wasn't – that Tampa Bay Cowboys game, I mean, everybody was jumping all over the Cowboys. And
no, I didn't pick them because of Tampa Bay game. I don't think Tampa Bay belonged to the playoffs. It had nothing to do with that. I would have picked them regardless of who they beat in the first round.
I wasn't falling for the Cowboys. I knew they'd get beat, man. So I was just going to rub it in y'all about the Cowboys. But anyway.
I picked the 49ers. Do I get any credit?
you were good, Ed. You're good. I know you picked the 49ers, but Jeremy and Rob definitely were on the Cowboys. I wanted to kind of gloat a little bit. But, Rob, you were talking about insurance, man. I got hit. I've been hit twice. And on the same day, November 7th, 2 years in a row, I've been hit twice, and my insurance goes up. Both times I get hit. And then the kicker, I got to pay the deductible, even though the other person's at fault. It's a ripoff. Yep. But what I've done is that they've got body shops that will pay your deductible for you. So fortunately, I went that route. But it's ridiculous when you get hit,
yep,
and then your insurance goes up.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's absolutely ridiculous. But, like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I was sitting here or driving.
What a natural disaster.
Yeah, exactly. So what did they tell you? Don't move to Florida?
What do you want to do? It's a hurricane. Like, think about this. The two women are over, the friends of ours. They get hit with a hurricane, and now they have their insurance was canceled.
Jeez.
How's that work?
That's crazy. Commissions Baltimore at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, Patrick Mahomes, ankle injury. He hobbles back into the game. That's great. And he showed, hey, I'm going to play this game. I want to advance to the next topic, next week, I should say. But that led to many, many Ravens fans criticizing Lamar for not playing with his injury. Is it justified? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show.
Sponsored by LifeMed Institute. Guys, regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with GainsWave therapy at LifeMed Institute. GainsWave is a revolutionary, non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-1200 or LifeMedInstitute.com to find out more.
1057 The Fan.
6:32 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. So, watching the playoffs over the weekend, Ed, and you're watching this Kansas City Chiefs game, you see Patrick Mahomes go down, and you kind of, make that face because it looked bad. Mm-hmm. I didn't know whether it was a knee or an ankle, to be honest with you, the way he folded up.
Yeah. High ankle.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but when I think it's a knee and I find out it's an ankle, I'm like, okay, good. Because an ankle is always much better. I'm sorry. Most likely. More than likely, ankles are better than, you know, that knee injury, that dreaded knee injury.
I don't know. High ankle takes a while to get better, no?
It does, but, you know, it's not like an ACL.
No.
And that's what I was afraid of. So he continues to play for a while, obviously in dire pain. Leaves the game. Chiefs actually go on a 90-plus yard drive with Chad Henne in the game. And eventually he comes back in the game to close it out. And at that time, I knew it. I knew it. When he returned, you're going to have the comparisons. He comes back in. He's playing hurt. He's battling for his team. Someone actually on social media even said, actually said, see, he's playing for the love of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And there are the comparisons. Why couldn't Lamar play injured like Mahomes?
Because we don't know the extent of Lamar's injury.
That's number one.
I don't know how badly he's hurt. frankly. And especially, you know, with Lamar's skill set, if he can't run, I mean, that takes away a huge portion of what makes him threatening. So, I mean, I don't know, and I'm not going to make that comparison. Because if he's really hurt, and I have no reason to believe he's not. So, I mean, what are you going to say? There's nothing worse than, you know, calling guys soft. Ooh, I hate that expression in football.
Well, he's been called selfish.
Or selfish. More so than soft. You're right, he has been.
Yeah.
Yes, Stanley was soft, according to people.
Yeah. Playing left tackle in the NFL.
Yeah.
I wish I was that soft. Let me take another angle, Ed. Because some are saying that if he had a contract, maybe he would have played. Patrick Mahomes doesn't have to worry about his next contract. He signed a $400 million deal. He doesn't have to worry about his next contract.
That's a fair point.
At all.
Yeah.
If I go out there and I hurt the ankle more, so what? I'm making $400 million and all the world saw where I got hurt. I think this wasn't a ski accident.
Right.
This wasn't an equestrian accident. I wasn't playing pickup basketball. You saw me go down wearing a Kansas City Chiefs uniform.
How many equestrian accidents do we have in NFL?
I'm just saying. So he is paid $400 million. There's no business decision for him to make.
No, there isn't. No.
Teams make business decisions all the time. Let me ask you this. Tony Pollard, the belief was by him being a free agent, he's the better running back for the Dallas Cowboys right now. So you let Ezekiel Elliott go and you re-sign Tony Pollard because he's the guy. Tony Pollard broke his ankle yesterday, broke his leg yesterday in a football game playing for the Dallas Cowboys. You think the Dallas Cowboys are going to gung-ho now to re-sign him, or are they going to wait to see?
Of course they're going to wait.
Okay, so a team makes a business decision, but a player can't, Ed?
Mm-hmm.
A player can't. Mm-hmm. Tony Pollard, hey, we love Tony, and we know what Tony's capable of doing, but let's wait to see how he recovers from this knee, from this broken leg before we make him an offer.
Yeah.
Let's wait. So Lamar Jackson, whose next contract means everything to him, and he said, you know what, I might be 80%, but I don't want to go out there and further damage that leg. I don't want to do that and go out further damage it and not know what's going on next year. What if I go out and hurt it and I'm on the shelf, I'm on IR?
Yeah.
It's hard to negotiate then. So I don't, if I believe he did get hurt. We know he got hurt. But if his decision was I'm not 100%, so I don't want to come back right now with my offseason pending, I don't care. I would do the same thing. I'm sorry.
I'm with you. I mean, look, when your body is your instrument, you've got to protect it. And if you don't have a contract, teams will walk. I mean, they'll walk away. They'll drop you like a hot rock. They do. And I get it. They have to. It's a business. I get it. But it's a business both ways.
Mm-hmm.
It should be.
Uh-huh. We accept the fact that teams conduct it as business all the time. But we frown when players conduct it as business. He's Lamar Jackson Incorporated, man.
Well, because, you know, the same thing when, you know, players want to renegotiate because they were underpaid. And all of a sudden now they lead the league in rushing or passing. And now they want to renegotiate a contract. And people, you know, make all kinds of. Well, wait a minute. If you suck, your team will just walk away. They'll cut your contract. They'll just cut you. That's how they renegotiate.
Again, let's go back to Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott's contract isn't expiring. If Tony Pollard finishes that game healthy yesterday with 100 yards rushing, Ezekiel Elliott's probably out on the street because Tony Pollard right now is running better.
Yeah.
And he's younger. Husband. Exactly.
Yeah.
So Ezekiel Elliott's like, oh, so because you weren't the guy, you're not the guy that you were when we signed you. Right. We got a guy who's doing what you did when we signed you, so we're gonna sign him and let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Teams do it all the time, and we're cool with it. You know why fans are cool with it? Because they're getting the better player.
Yes, that's right.
They don't care. They're getting the better player. But I just make that argument to be devil's advocate. But well, I go back with you. You can't compare injuries, and I'll be
no, you can't. And that's why it's funny with people who like that. You know, they're so concerned about Lamar's future. You don't even know Lamar. You want him because you want him. It's like, what are you? He's your buddy. Because you want your quarterback to be Lamar Jackson. That's why you're so pissed about this.
410-583-1057 is the number. It's funny because I listened to national radio over the weekend, and I don't know if it's accurate, But they call this the biggest soap opera of the 2022 season.
Lamar.
I don't know if it is. I think the soap opera early in San Francisco, the quarterback thing. This is, I'm talking about before Purdy with Garoppolo. What are they gonna do with him? That was a huge soap opera. Mm-hmm. There's another one.
Tom Brady was big.
Tom Brady, yeah, he hit Giselle. That's a bigger soap opera. I don't know if this is the biggest soap opera of the 2022 season.
Yeah, it's up there. Because, I mean, he's dominating. In the last week or two, he's been dominating television and talk shows and everything else, all about. Because there's so much unknown that you can speculate about.
410-583-1057 is the number. Ed and I want to hear from you all. Some fans are using Patrick Mahomes' injury to criticize Lamar. Is it justified? Give us a call right here on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
.645 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Patrick Mahomes left the game on Saturday with an ankle injury, returned, and folks instantly started to compare his playing with the pain and injury to Lamar Jackson. Your thought, is it justified? Let's go to Benjamin, who's in Woodlawn. What's up, Benjamin?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Great show as always.
Thank you, sir.
To make two quick points.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I want to say is to each his own. You got plenty of listeners who's never played sports or never done anything, including martial arts. A few years ago, I watched a competition exhibition where a guy kept getting kicked in the nuts and cinder blocks. So what I'm basically saying is what one person pain tolerance is totally different from another. So we don't know because we're not Lamar, and we don't know exactly what's going on with his injuries and what his pain level is. Secondly, Patrick Mahomes has stability. He knows whether he goes out back on the field or not. It's not guaranteed, but he has a contract that's over several years that's going to pay him regardless. So it's not worth the wait. It's not worth taking a chance of going out there when you don't have anything in place to support you in Lamar's case.
Hey, Benjamin, I appreciate the call. 410-583-1057. Owings Mills. Let's go to Mitch. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, what's going on, fella?
Not much, man. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm glad y'all got me, man. I just got off 83, man. These people out here acting like it ain't nasty out. Yeah, but as far as the injuries, man, you can't compare ankle injury to a ligament injury. I knew as soon as Mahomes came back in the game, there was going to be questions about it and everything, and people were going to see something. And it's two totally different types of injuries. But at the end of the day, man, it's like when do people start like doubting Lamar Jackson's character, man? Like all of a sudden he's this and that, and, like he's selfish, he's he wants to quit. Like when did that start, man?
It started recently. I mean, that's what happens when contract issues come up and things like that. That's when that happens. It's to be expected from me. That's why we both knew it was going to happen, because it's to be expected. Lou in Edgewood. What's up, Lou?
Good morning, guys. Listen, real quick. You know, the difference is one guy's got $30 million every year for the next 10 years. The other guy's up for a new contract. That's the difference. Lamar ain't got nothing to fall back on. I don't blame him. I mean, come on. Let's be real about it. Mahomes can get hurt. He's getting paid anyways, you know. And trust me, when Lamar gets his contract, he'll be out there playing hurt. I don't understand why people do this, man. The guy's the greatest quarterback to ever play since Johnny Unitas in this town. And people just want to tear him down. I hope he stays here, man.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that, Lou. Now I'm going to Bob. Bob and Timonium. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Hey, listen, I watched Lamar when he first came up. The reason I like watching him play is the amount of fun that he has when he's on that field. It's contagious. Kid had a smile on his face from ear to ear. And I kept saying, I hope the business part of it doesn't get in here and mess up his whole outlook on life. And that's where we're at now. But the deal is, I'll never, ever question that guy's commitment. I don't care what anybody says. I don't know his injury. Half of that's because his coach keeps blowing smoke about, I'm not going to talk about it. We don't know. You know, that's their little game they play in the media. But guy's a great quarterback. I agree with Lou. You don't see that kind of talent. And you don't have that kind of talent and that kind of ability at that level and not have a commitment. That's just how I feel about that.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bob. Appreciate that. Ed, you're shaking your head over there.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way about Lamar. I mean, this is becoming an interesting, more interesting topic because people are taking it personally now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I believe Lamar was really hurt, and I want him back. I thought the team, you know, they did make him an offer. He didn't accept it, so and then he got hurt. But now it's become like, you know, the pitting the player against the team and people taking sides in the town. It's like, I don't blame people who speculate he's held out for his contract because I don't know either. I believe it's his injury. But if you want to believe it's his contract and he's making a business decision, that's fine too. Neither one of us know.
And that's
know.
All I'm saying. All yeah. I'm saying is that that's what it was.
I don't know.
I'm fine with that. I think he's really hurt. But if it was a business decision, I understand.
It has become like everything else in this country now. You can't have a discussion or your own opinion. I don't know why he was out. I'm assuming it's because he was injured. I'm going to take him. You know, all I know is that the body of work that I've seen from Lamar Jackson is that he seems like a really good kid, like young guy. I mean, he works hard. He's polite. He's not been in any trouble off the field. So why would I not give him the benefit of the doubt?
Yeah.
That's all I've seen. That's what I know.
Good point.
If it was
up to this
else,
point, he's done nothing to make you
right.
question him.
Well, I think all the things that guys, and I like Baker Mayfield, but he did a bunch of bonehead things in his early career.
Mm-hmm.
Him I'd be suspicious of because he has a different personality. You know, I don't know. I have no idea why Lamar was out.
Let's go to Essex and get Jonathan. What's up, Jonathan?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Nothing much, man. What's going on you?
Hey, too much. Hey, look, so you guys started out with this conversation this morning when Ed talking about his insurance company and he has to send it from check to check. Can you imagine if Lamar got hurt, what he'd have to do? And Rob, you'd have to rebate. You'd have to, once he got one of those bills and see he couldn't pay it, that's the insurance. So at the end of the day, $23 million he's making. People say he's getting paid, but he's not getting paid $400 million. So at the end of the day, but I can tell you what, Patrick Mahomes is doing pretty good. But in Baltimore, I'm going to say something, man, and this might be out the way, and this might be the silliest thing that I said in a minute.
Won't be different for you, but go ahead.
Let's hear it.
Hey, it's like this. Hey, look, when Lamar does his next contract, see if he can put the complexion protection in.
You're ridiculous sometimes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh.
That's your boy.
Something else.
That's your boy. Let's go to Columbia and get Christopher. What's up, Christopher?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, sir.
How you doing, man?
To say that I just want to answer your question about the injury.
Uh-huh.
So I'm assuming that the people who make the injury comparison are more likely to say that Lamar, I'm more likely to say that Lamar is not an accurate, arguably an accurate passer, right?
Right.
So the answer to the question, just playing devil's advocate, because an accurate pocket passer does not need use of his legs to be as effective running, while a running QB, quote-unquote running QB, inaccurate, who's inaccurate, is useless without them at 100%, point-blank period.
I hear you, but, you know, and I'm not comparing the accuracy between the two quarterbacks, but Patrick Mahomes is not a statuesque quarterback at all. A lot of plays that he makes, he may not make while running downfield, but he makes them while moving around a lot.
A whole bunch. He throws a lot of sidearm
passes. Yes.
He throws no look passes.
Yeah, I think Patrick Mahomes needs the use of his legs more than than we think he needs to use of his legs. Let's go to Donnell, who's in PA. What's up, Donnell?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well. My quick thing that I want to say is that, yeah, you know, Mahomes is guaranteed his money. Mahomes signed a contract. He knows he's going to get paid. Lamar is not guaranteed, you know, to get paid at this point. So I wish this town would get behind them a little bit instead of trying to tear him down. The guy's a great quarterback. He's done great things in the town. For 2-3 years, we were the talk of the town, talk of the media. You know, we were the spotlight. And now, unfortunately, this has come up, and it's caused a lot of division in this town. But a lot of stuff is starting to be shown right now, you know, how people act and people's thoughts. And it's really sad. And unfortunately, I think Baltimore has a great opportunity with Lamar to go places that they want to go. We need to get behind him. And one more thing I want to say, you know, people in Philly, you know, think about it. Jalen Hurts is going to come up for a contract soon, and I think it's really bad that, you know, he's not really getting a lot of the credit that he deserves as a quarterback in Philly right now. And I hate to say it, but you look at somebody like Trevor Lawrence, all of a sudden this guy's the talk of the town now. Oh, he's a great quarter, blah, blah, blah. And I think a lot of that is starting to come out, Rob, and I think you'll know what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, how you doing, Commish? Good to hear from you, buddy.
Thanks, yeah. Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Let's get Tom in Rising Sun. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning, man.
I got 2 points I'd like to make. Number one, you just can't give him a blank check and guarantee any amount of money to sign him, even though he is a great ball player that we've seen so far. And he has missed 10 games in 2 years at the end of the season, which would be nice if we could have played in the playoff game. I think we would have probably won that game for sure. But in the early beginning of the season, he wore that Dolphin jersey on Instagram right when the season was getting ready to start. And I don't think that was a wise thing to do when you're talking about getting a new contract and so forth. It's almost like trying to say to the Ravens, well, I'm going to go here if you don't sign me or something like that. And that just shows probably immaturity. But still, if you're talking about I really love Baltimore, I really want to stay here, you don't do something like that.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Reed thought he had a head coaching job. That's not the case now. We'll hear from Ed Reed at 7:15. But on the other side, it's Commissioner's Baltimore.
Yeah, is it a terrible tragedy out west. I'm sure you've heard about it. I'm going to discuss that just to inform people about what happened, but also something that came up in it that just makes me scratch my head as to why you would care. We'll talk about that next on 105.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.